Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
Welcome back to the CLT Diner, where the only dish we have is the CLT sandwich. My name is Anthony, and I have the honor of serving you this wonderful dish to you. You can tell I still used a little bit to last season's intro. Enjoying today's dish with you is Michael. Say hello to your fellow diners, Mike.
Arr, hello, fellow diners.
Arr, yes.
Kirby dogs. Arr, yeah. And me first mate, Billy Joe Friday.
I should have said that.
It's fine.
How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm good. I just found all of Mystic Knights on YouTube and I forced you to sit through it. So
that's true. Watch the we just got off the live stream of Odd Chat.
Yep.
And Mike was like, you know, I'm not doing anything. Let's do a CLT sandwich.
So that you don't have to talk to yourself.
Yeah. So thank you for everyone who listened. Let me see. As of now, all two people who listened to my 45-minute rant by myself. Appreciate you. Appreciate everyone who listens. Love you all. But, so, yeah, today, I don't know the fun title yet, but we're gonna be talking about different sea monsters.
Yarr. Sea monsters.
Yep, originally I just had Kraken on, but then I went to the Kraken.
And it's just a big squid!
Yep, it's like super small. Like,
it's just a big squid, guys!
So I'm like, Like, in case I was by myself, I can't talk about that for 45 minutes.
No, that's a blurb.
Yeah, at least with Phantom of the Opera, I was reading the summary of a book.
Right.
Like, I can stretch that to 45 minutes, but this, no.
No.
So we're just going to do sea monsters in general. I picked some random sea monsters and some lake monster.
Arr! Yarr!
Yep.
There'll be a lot of pirates in this episode, I apologize.
There'll be a lot of pirates.
A lot of pirates.
Fun fact about pirates.
Shut the fuck up, Blackbeard!
International Talk Like a Pirate Day is September 19th, the day before my birthday.
We're a month away.
We are. Holy shit.
I know, right? We're exactly a month away.
Yeah. Wow.
We're celebrating Talk Like a Pirate Day early, so fuck all the haters.
God, I didn't even realize that my birthday's in a month. Like, almost exactly. Holy shit.
Family pictures and then don't forget.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. My coworker invited me to a thing, and I was like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. It depends on how late you run it. Yeah. But knowing her, it's not going to be that late. It's going to be 9.
Because, we won't get out of dinner till 8. So. Yeah.
And she lives in, Caledonia, if I'm remembering correctly. So, that's going to be a long
time. No, it's not going to be good.
No. So, I put down myself as a maybe. I should probably let her know, hey, this was happening. The things that are happening... So we're going to talk about sea monsters.
Yep.
Sea monsters are beings from folklore, believe it or not, that dwell in the sea.
I don't believe that. That seems far-fetched.
It does. They're often imagined to be of immense size. They're big.
Yeah.
They're big. Marine monsters can take many forms, including sea dragon, sea serpent, multi-armed beast. They can be slimy, scaly, and often picture threatening ships or spouting jets of water.
Yep.
So your sea monsters, you got so many examples. And I really like how some of these examples are lake ones. But, let's...
Yeah, like the Loch Ness Monster and Ogopogo.
And Champ. I got Champ on here.
Yeah, I got Champ.
I was going to talk about, I was going to talk about Loch Ness Monster, but, they've already got their own episode.
Well, that just seems unfair to talk about them again.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, historically, decorative drawings of dolphins and sea monsters, like evil-looking dolphins, were frequently used to illustrate maps, such as the Carta Marina.
Okay.
This practice died away with modern cartography, because, you know, they realized, we probably shouldn't put monsters on a map that everyone uses, because then people think there's monsters there.
That's true. You don't put a giant serpent on a monster and expect people not to be like, and we're entering the giant serpent area.
Yep. I believe there was, I don't remember what it was. It was the Claymation pirate movie. Don't remember what it was called.
Pirates, Band of Misfits.
That's what it was. And it, they made that little joke. They were like, oh, there's a monster on the map. I can't go there. Oh, they only put that for decorative purposes. And then they go there and there's a monster.
Yep.
It's like, yeah. So, we have a lot of different, of course, like I said, monsters of the deep, sea serpents. The first one we're going to talk about is the Kraken or the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Yeah. Personally, as much as I love to say Kraken.
The Kraken.
Because it sounds so much cooler.
The Kraken.
Everyone calls it the Kraken.
The Kraken.
But, so let's talk about the Kraken.
The Kraken.
You know, let's just say Kraken because it's going to piss everyone off.
Kraken. Release the Kraken!
Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Because the Kraken is a legendary sea monster from Scandinavian folklore, believe it or not. Not Greek or Roman, from Scandinavia.
Yep.
According to Norse sagas, the Kraken dwells off the coast of Norway and Greenland and terrorizes nearby sailors. Authors have, over the years, have postulated that the legend might have come from giant squids.
Yep.
Who grow to 40 to 50 feet in length, or 13 to 15 meters for our non-USA listeners.
Okay.
And the sheer size, you know, it just is very popular for an ocean monster to be the Kraken. It's just popular. Like Pirates of the Caribbean did that. So the word Kraken is taken from the Scandinavian languages.
Yep,
originating languages. From Old Norse word kraki.
The kraki.
Kraki, which is a word designated an unhealthy animal or something twisted. More like a crook. Or a crank. And there's your Kraken. And the plural in modern German, Krake. Or Krake.
Krake.
I don't know how it's pronounced German. It's K-R-A-K-E.
I'm learning French, not German, with Duolingo, so.
Ah, omelette au fromage. Je m'appelle pomme de terre.
Oui, chavalette.
L'hôpital.
No.
Oui. But Krake,
yep.
Kraken, Krakey, means octopus. Mm-hmm. But it can also refer to the Kraken. I'm sure that doesn't get confusing.
Not at all. Not at all.
So the Kraken originally first appeared in a work, the historic work, Konungus Sugaska.
Okay.
Which I terribly butchered, which is from around circa 1250.
Okay.
An anonymous author describes in detail the physical characteristics and feeding behavior of krakens. The narrator proposed there that there must be only two in existence, stemming from the observation that they've always been sighted in the same parts of the Greenland Sea. And that they seem incapable of reproduction, as there was no increase in numbers. It couldn't just be because they were dead or dying.
That's very true.
Like, it could be, you know,
because humans are bad.
Yeah,
humans terrible. Are bad. I think it just pushed them down underground. More and more. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's possible. Uh-huh. Because when it comes to giant squids, we don't really know about them.
No.
We know they exist. No. We know how big they possibly can get.
Yeah.
But we don't know, like, their eating habits, what they do. We don't know a lot about the ocean. So it could be the fact that these ones were just old and dead, came up to the surface and fucked up.
Before they got to the surface.
So there could be thousands of them at the bottom of the Greenland Sea.
It's very true.
Greenland. In the late 13th century, version of the old Icelandic saga, Orvar Otter, inserted an episode of a journey bound for Helland, which takes the protagonist through the Greenland Sea, and where they spot two giant monsters called Hafgufa, which means sea mist, and Linbacker, which means heatherback.
Weird. Just linebacker. Just a big linebacker in the ocean.
The sea mist, the Hafgufa, is believed to be a reference to the Kraken.
Okay, so it's a giant squid.
Yep, basically, yeah.
The heatherback.
The heatherback is...
Megalodon?
Just a big fish.
It's a megalodon.
It's a whale-like sea monster.
You can just say megalodon.
It's probably... I mean, they do have those Greenland sharks, which are
that's like fair.
300 years old. So.
That's fair.
So it very much could be a megalodon.
It's a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur. though, since the 18th century, the Kraken has been depicted in numerous ways, primarily as a large octopus-like creature.
Yep.
Though I would more equivocate it to a squid.
No, I think you have a misnomer from squid, just because Pirates of the Caribbean, it's more of squid. Mm. Like, there's a booze called the Kraken, and it's more of an octopus.
Yeah, I am not an expert, so take my word with a grain of salt.
Says the man who has the mythology podcast.
Yeah, I mean...
That's fair.
That's the thing, is like, I'm passionate about it, but yep. I don't have a degree.
Yep.
So... If anything, we should be relying on you. You have the history degree.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. You need a sociology degree and a zoology degree and then a history degree to be a cryptozoologist.
You've looked into this, I can tell.
I want to be a doctor unicorn so fucking
bad. I would love to also be a doctor of cryptozoology.
Right. Just like in my office, not to get off topic, but in my office, I would have an office devoted to, like, because I'm a doctor, so I have my own office.
Oh, sure,
behind me would be a majestic painting of me riding a unicorn. People would come and be like, Mr. Kennedy, doctor. And I would really fucking play it up, too.
I mean, yeah. Like, ever since I was a kid, I would love to have been, like, a doctor of, like, a paleontologist. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what evolved into my love of mythology and giant monsters and stuff like that. So, I would love to be it, but it's not very practical. What can you really do with a cryptozoology degree?
You can have a show on History Channel.
Oh, damn.
Right? Yeah.
That like, would pay for half of the first episode.
You're like, what can you really do? Well, you can really do anything on the history, science, or Nat Geo.
And I feel like I'm doing just as much effort as they are.
Yep.
In these episodes. The Kraken is also depicted to have spikes on its suckers. In the earliest descriptions of the Kraken, however, the creature was more crab-like. And generally possess traits that are associated with large whales rather than a large squid.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm just picturing a whale with claws. with crab claws.
Whale with crab claws. And at the back end, we have the squid tentacles instead of the tail.
Oh my god.
That's our Kraken.
It's getting so much worse.
An ancient giant cephalopod resembling a legendary kraken has been proposed to be the death of ichthyosaurs during the Triassic period. An ichthyosaur is a fish dinosaur.
Is it the one from the Jurassic World?
No, it looks more like a swordfish where it's got a long, narrow beak.
Okay.
But then again, we don't know how dinosaurs actually look.
That's fair.
The only reason why have
feathers, so it's fine.
The only reason why I know an ichthyosaurus is because that is the state dinosaur of Nevada where I grew up. So, yeah, it looks about, I don't know why I said, like, it looks like kind of like a dolphin.
Okay, I see it, yeah.
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 It's just a dolphin with four fins on the side like a plane.
Yeah, it's just got rudders. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's got rudders. Yep.
Of course, you got the Kraken and popular culture, you know, many things, you know.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
You have it in Clash of the Titans, though terribly...
That has had a face, right?
Yeah, and human arms. The
only thing Kraken about it, I mean, I guess it's open to interpretation, but like, to me that was a Squidman.
Yeah, that's a Squidman.
That's a Squidman.
Yeah, like, it's got legs of a squid, but everything else is just a green man on the top.
Yeah!
And sure, the remake made it look a lot more like squiddy and cool and like not human proportion, but in the 1981 version, yeah, it's just a man. It says to be a Titan.
All right, that's
from
fair.
Greek mythology, which
sure,
yeah, not fuck at all. It. Apparently, the Kraken makes an appearance in Atlantis: Milo's Return.
That's the love. Oh no, no, that's the second first one. Yeah,
I've not
right.
seen Milo's Return.
I have. It's not as good as the first one, but because I'm thinking of the Leviathan.
Yes, you are.
Nope, you're right. It does. It's there.
Yeah. Oh, the Kraken from Clash of Titans appears in the Lego Batman movie. So, there's a good reference. It's the one that kills Sauron's eye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, wait, no, it does. It sure fuck does.
And, of course, everyone knows the Kraken appears in the 2018 animated film Hotel Transylvania 3 as voiced by Joe Jonas.
It does, because it does the dance, right?
It does, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, the Hotel Transylvania movies are so good.
They're so much better than they should be.
They don't have any right to... For a Happy Madison production, basically. Yeah. No reason it's to just be as like, good as they need
Adam Jones like, I gotta do an animated film.
And it blows up, and he has to do two more. And then he's like, alright, I'm done. And so they recast Dracula. So.
Which is so sad.
It is, but like, I get it, man.
Yeah.
I get it.
He's like, okay, it's not fun anymore. I don't want to do it.
Like, when it, yeah, it's exactly it. When it becomes a chore, you don't want to do it anymore. Yeah. So, yeah.
Adam Sandler, he is stupid rich.
Yeah, he doesn't need... We looked up Chaim Saban's net worth. Now let me look up Adam Sandler's net worth real quick.
It was $3.1 billion was Chaim Saban.
If Adam Sandler isn't over that, you son of a bitch. Net worth.
That was Wikipedia. I just Googled net worth.
That's what I did too, but it didn't fucking bring it up. Net worth 420 million, which is fine.
It's still a lot of money.
It's still a shit ton of money considering he just has what he does. So, yeah.
Like, Adam Sandler, he will always turn a profit.
Always.
Like, no matter what he touches.
Except for Jack and Jill.
He still got money from coffee people.
Yes, he did. Starbucks.
Yeah. So, Adam Sandler.
Cappuccino. Such a bad fucking movie. Nice to get off topic. Such a bad fucking movie.
We should do an Adam Sandler.
Who's the director of Halloween?
John Carpenter.
Didn't he do Jack and Jill?
Maybe. It's very possible. I think he did. God, I had a podcast idea. It came to me in my dream, and I don't remember what it was. Because I had a really great name for it, too. I'll have to think about it. Because it was a movie rewatch podcast. And it just worked out perfectly. I'm going to have to ask Heather about that. So the next sea beast we're going to be talking about. Let's make sure we're still recording. Oh, wow. It's only been 17 minutes.
It has only been 17 minutes. It's fine.
We're going to be talking about the sea serpent. A sea serpent or a sea dragon. And I really like... This doesn't really have a lot on it, but I really like the... warning that this article comes with on Wikipedia.
What's that? They're not real?
No, well, this article has multiple issues. Uh-huh. It needs citations that are verified as of March 2012. It needs attention from an expert in mythology as of April 2008. I was in middle school.
Well, fuck. Jesus Christ.
Like...
As an expert in mythology,
I know that's.
If we find anything, we should edit the page now, and we can cite your podcast as
cite my podcast as
reference. Yes.
Yeah. So we have some. We have the.
Does it say where the errors are? Because no, be great.
It doesn't.
It.
Sadly,
fuck that. Don't worry. Good.
I immediately looked up where
For
that
a
was.
Bonus episode, we should edit fucking mythology pages and cite your podcast and see if we can get them to stick as a bonus.
Let's see if we can get them to stick, or I get banned from Wikipedia.
You can't get banned. I mean, you can't get banned from Wikipedia. But if I can't get banned for completely changing the history of a sorority at the college that I went to, making up a treasure map and everything, it was only flagged because we made too many goddamn changes. Because the blurb of the sorority was like 7 or 8 page lines long, and we'd made it a paragraph. Before we could even hit post it, Wikipedia's like, no. So,
lies.
Lies.
I feel like the Sea Serpent article I could edit.
Yes.
Since there's need to edit since 2008.
We should save this and do it as a bonus.
Apparently, this article also includes a list of general references, but it remains largely unverified because it lacks sufficient corresponding inline citations. That's August 2007.
So we just need to cite your podcast as the primost authority on Miss Legends and Lores.
Yeah, exactly.
On the intranets. That's fine.
So we have the, and I just love this one, this It's a Drachenkampf.
Drachenkampf.
Which I... It's German. I can tell from Kampf.
Kampf is...
I think suffering.
Yeah.
I learned that from a book.
Yeah? Really famous one, huh?
Yeah.
Written in a stockade, basically.
Yeah. About an Australian talking... An Austrian.
Good eye. Let me tell you about Germany. Heil!
Fuck!
So, the Drachenkampf myth theme, the chief god in the role of the hero slaying a sea serpent, is both widespread in ancient and Near East and Indo-European mythology.
Yep.
You know, you have the Lotan, the Hadad, the Leviathan. Is it Leviathan?
I think technically Leviathan's a sea serpent, right?
Yeah, okay, I was about to say. Leviathan's sea... Behemoth of the land and the Ziz is sky.
Yes.
There's a lot of sea serpents. Snakes, water, makes sense. Like, dragons in the Bible were envisioned as huge serpentine monsters.
A primordial sea serpent, the Leviathan.
It's a pretty good name. Not a lobster, like Atlantis.
I really enjoyed the version they gave us in Atlantis because it kind of shows, like, it doesn't, I mean, it's just a giant fucking creature. Who cares what it is?
It's a machine.
We could have never seen it ever again. It's a machine.
I think Atlantis is my second favorite Disney movie.
Next to Treasure Planet.
Lion King is number one for me. But
I don't understand that, but it's fine.
Nostalgia.
It's fine. It's a bad movie.
I wrote Ruins of Tapes. But in Norse mythology, we have Jörgenmundr.
Jörgenmundr.
Also known as the Midgards, or Jörgamander. I like Jörgenmundr better. Yep. The Midgard serpent. Serpent so long it encircled the entire world Midgard. Stories of sailors mistaking its back for a chain of islands. No, it was just a big-ass sea snake.
Yep.
Just to continue on, it's not in the article here, but dragons in Chinese mythology are actually water serpents.
More water serpents, yeah.
As opposed to, like, the fire lizard.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a sea serpent. Different origins for the sea serpent. The oarfish, as Sven has brought up before.
Yep.
Which is this, like, 20-foot-long, serpentine-looking fish, so... That would fucking blow your mind seeing that in the middle. Personally, my favorite is whale penises.
Yep.
Because they're long. Huge. They're huge. They're narrow. And they're, like, pointy. So they're like, oh, that's a tail of a snake. So this is very possible. And, like, there's an image here of a sea serpent that someone drew spitting out liquid. So it just makes the whale boner just continues on to make, you know, I believe in the whale boner.
The whale boner is probably the most realistic one for sure.
Yeah. Next we have the next creature we're going to talk briefly about, because we've already talked about this one before, is Kytis.
Okay.
Which is from the Greek, is from ancient Greek mythology. It's from Perseus, his story. If you've ever seen Clash of the Titans.
Yes.
The Kraken is replaces Kytis. It's the monster that's originally Adramnos was going to be sacrificed to.
Okay.
But it's literally the same story, but just that. And apparently, the Kytis is also, might be the whale that ate Jonah?
Sure,
or the great fish. Because
it's
not a whale, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
And I really like on this where it says, see also the Kraken.
They just take you to the Kraken.
Yep. We have the Capricorn, which is from astrology. The reason why I'm bringing that up is it is a sea goat.
Okay. Right, because it's, yes.
Yep, it's top half of a goat, bottom half of a fish.
It's so fucking weird.
It is. Apparently it's from the Babylonian zodiac.
I mean, yes, we still have Capricorns in the Zodiac.
No, this is Mesopotamian. Actually, apparently it's all Mesopotamian.
That's where the Zodiac comes from, right?
Yeah. I just learned something. I thought it was only Greek. Apparently the Greeks stole it from the Mesopotamians.
Yeah, everything's stolen.
Yeah, everything is stolen.
There's never an original idea.
No.
Fish fucked a goat. We got a Capricorn. It's fine. Or goat fucked a fish, whichever way you want to go. Or Zeus fucked something and made a Capricorn.
Yep. I am the Virgo. That be me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you are, and you don't have to say anything.
It's a Leo.
A Leo. Oh, would you... I like that there's ingredients for each sign.
What's my ingredient?
Would you believe it if I said the lion?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Apparently, the Virgo is barley flower or a raven. Or and a raven.
That's really weird, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can't really throw in virgins.
I mean, could. A lot of volcanoes have virgins inside of them.
That's true. I don't... The Pisces, that's really...
It's two fish?
No, it's two birds.
Is it Pisces fish?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. No, exactly.
That's got transformed. Yeah. Well, probably.
Well, I mean, Gemini, you put... You know, we'll talk about that later.
That's a zodiac.
We... I have a zodiac, and I'm also going to do the Chinese zodiac as well with it.
Okay.
Because that's a myth. There's a whole story behind that.
You could do Pokemon.
Yeah, we could... Pokemon
do the,
references.
Do the starters, yeah.
No, you're fine. I don't know if I already talked about these people, but
oh well.
Yeah, we'll get to it. But the, you know, the Greek interpretation of the sea goat comes from the Babylonian zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two myths.
Okay.
One that that the constellation is Amalthea, the goat that Zeus raised.
Fucking course, it's Zeus.
Oh wait, my apologies. I got that backwards.
Okay.
The goat that raised Zeus.
Okay. I don't know if that's better or worse, but...
Well, Zeus
it
suckled off of it.
Okay.
Listen to our Zeus episode.
It might be worse. might be worse then.
And thanks for
is
caring...
Is that where he got his affinity to just fuck everything?
Maybe.
To suckle in the teat of a goat?
Maybe.
It's like, I sucked one teat, I need them all.
You got a teat checklist.
All right, it's a teat, and it kind of looks like a dingle dangle. So we're going to go ahead and do everything!
Everything.
Everything.
Everyone. And to thank Amalthea, he put her amongst the stars.
Okay.
And other people...
Some blew her up.
Yeah. Thanks for raising me.
Let me suckle at your teat, and I'll go to the stars.
I like the idea that the stars are alive, but they can't really do anything because they're just, like, permanently stuck. So it's more of a prison than anything. It's like, we talked about this before on our Zeus episode, because it's Sexcapades.
Yep.
But the water, the Libra,
uh-huh.
That's the water...
Yes.
Apparently that is a person that Zeus kidnapped, a man, and forced him to be his cupbearer and his lover.
That's...
And then he put
yeah.
it in the
yeah.
sky.
Yeah. Now stay here so I can look at you every night while I do the rest of my sexcapades.
Yeah. This poor man, that poor man, he also became
dofty.
Which is fine because we're talking about water stuff.
Yeah.
And
even if it wasn't fine, fuck off.
Yeah. Like, this poor man, he's now like the Greek symbol for homosexuality too.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that this was just a regular man that was like, not regular, but like a straight man that was
right.
kidnapped by Zeus and like forced to have sex with him and like, now you're a symbol for homosexuality.
But I had a wife and three kids.
I was kidnapped.
I was a sex slave. That's not a good symbol. It was rape, okay? We can all say, like, that's not no bueno.
No, it's no good, man. No,
no
good.
Bueno.
Another for Capricorn, that it is the god Pan.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God, I
got
to do an episode about Pan.
You don't have to do an episode about a goat.
I want to, though.
But you could bring Philotides in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Other goat-like people.
You could get Danny DeVito to guest star.
Oh, God. Can I get Danny DeVito to send me a voice clip?
I think we get you a cameo.
Oh, God.
That right?
Just, excuse me for a second.
While we look up cameo for Danny DeVito.
Yeah, see if he's on there. See if he is, how much money he costs.
It's got to be like $65, right?
Oh.
The man might be doing it free for Make-A-Wish, though, so. That's Danny Diablo.
I don't know how to spell DeVito.
D-I.
D-I.
V.
I don't see a...
E-T-O.
I don't see him on here.
Let me look too on mine. That's upsetting.
Alton Brown for $300. Dude, you're great, but you're not that great.
Who?
Fuck you. Alton Brown.
Oh, God, no, I wouldn't do that. Holy shit.
Oh, fuck. That's so much. What else is featured on here? The singer from Rascal Flatts for $220.
Yeah, but he's got a good voice. Oh, it's D-E. Capital V-I-T-O.
I mean, D-E-V. He's not on here either way.
No, he's not. Oh, no, he's not.
That's a shame. I know every now and then Jason David Frank is on here.
Yeah.
Because I've always been tempted to get you a cameo from him.
Oh, you don't need to do that. I appreciate the offer, but...
I know that you would appreciate it, the effort, but you're like, you spent $100 on this. Yeah. Please, no.
I would rather just have a Lego set.
Yeah. So, another creature we have, because that's basically the end for the sea goats. We have the Devil Whale.
It's $100, by the way.
Yeah.
David Frank. Jason David Frank.
Yeah.
No thanks. Anyway,
no,
sorry.
No, it's not worth it for something you'll have for, like, that you can't hang up or touch or anything.
I mean, you put it in a picture frame on, like, an SD card and just have it run through.
Happy birthday, Michael. Happy birthday, Mikhail.
Yes, exactly. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, it's me, Jason David Frank. You know, the green, the red, the white, and the black ranger. Plus Lord Draken. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you, have a happy birthday. May the power protect you.
$100
for you. $100 for him to half-ass it. Which... fuck up my name. Which, sure, would be kind of fun. But...
It would be funny, but you're
please just buy me 2 Lego Batman sets instead.
Yeah, you'd be... But it would come down to like, oh, you spent $100 on that.
Be like, well, see, because then it would be like, well, now I'm going to have to spend $100 on you, and I'm going to get you a cameo as well, just to piss you off!
Exactly. You can't do anything with a cameo. No. I mean, I appreciate it, and people who do it, you know, you can
enjoy
it.
It's fine. It's an easy way to make money.
Me.
Sure, no.
No, I meant
we should set up a cameo for the podcast.
Oh, my God.
We charge $3! Note to self when Anthony's editing this. Bring up Cameo next Odd Chat.
Cameo. I'm gonna leave my thing open on Cameo.
Oh my god, this is such a good idea.
This is such a good idea. We get a who are these people? Oh, they're fucking podcasters.
It's $1 to say happy birthday.
Yeah, $1 for 30 seconds. That's
I can do that.
Yeah, that's worth my time. I think that's a lot. I think that's technically more money I make than work.
Yes, it would be $1 for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So
we just gave out random cameos to whoever.
Yeah, welcome from the Alga. Who are these people? I don't know, but they were a buck.
Right. It's a dollar well fucking spent. They're kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah. they get distracted a lot.
Very easily.
Yeah.
We would never get to the message.
No. We would have to be like, so the first 30 seconds is just us bullshitting.
Yeah.
So you get like 4 minutes.
Yes.
For $1, so... enjoy that.
Tell it we got to know what your likes are and what your dislikes are so we can really rip into you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
So the next little creature we're going to go over, little creature, haha.
Yep.
Is the Devil Whale.
Okay.
It's a legendary demonic whale-like sea monster, or sea turtle, which I don't know why you call it Devil Whale.
Yeah.
According to myths, the whale is of an enormous size and can swallow entire ships. It also resembles an island when it is sleeping. And unsuspecting sailors put ashore upon his back.
Mm-hmm.
When the sailors start a fire, the Devil Whale awakes, attacks the ship, dragging it to the bottom of the sea. Because of Christianity, you began associating the whale with the devil.
Okay.
That's
Devil Whale.
Yeah. The story is found in Sinbad the Sailor. Oh, I'm the guy.
Is that an animated movie?
Yes, but it's also a story. Sinbad was his own dude. He was a fictional hero from the Middle East.
Facebook is listening to us.
Yeah?
I just got a movie ad.
For what?
Noah's Shark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly what you think it is, too.
Yeah.
It's an unleashed... it's just Noah's the fact Ark that we're with a fucking whale. Or with a shark.
The fact that we're talking about biblical and water creatures.
Oh, my God.
You already mentioned Jonah. Yep, that's just...
Noah's Shark is such a good name for it though.
It is a pun of art.
Oh my god, it's so. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I thought you were about to get mad at me because I said no. Sinbad's actually an important thing.
I mean, he's a great actor, and I loved him in House Guest, but
wasn't he in Kazam?
He was not in Kazam. It's fine.
The incident of the Whale Island was on Sinbad's first voyage from Baghdad to Barsa.
Okay.
The whale was. and may be compared with whales described by Pinley and Solinus for covering four Jirga and the Precitus sea monsters of the same authorities, 200 cubits long.
Okay. I think that's the same as Noah's Ark.
Noah's Shark?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
God, that fucking makes me mad, but it's fine.
Another person tells the story of a similar colossal tortoise. Such Eastern stories are probably the original of the Whale Island of the... This article is so dramatically terrible.
Yeah.
It says, such Eastern stories are probably the original of the Whale Island in Irish travel romance of St. St. Brandon. There's no dots after Saint, but the origin, probably.
It's because it's just...
Yes, Brandon.
St. Brandon.
Early explorer St. Brendan, the navigator. Apparently, probably a different person.
He's a navigator.
Yep. No, it's the same person. Hmm. They just apparently spelt St. Brandon wrong. St. Brendan wrong is St. Brandon.
Okay. It's like the runner, the zealot. It's fine.
Yeah. He's a navigator. In his travels, he reportedly landed on the back of a gigantic whale on Easter Sunday, mistaking it for an island. As soon as the monks started to cook their meal, the island began to swim away, and sailors scrambled to their boats. So basically the same thing, but the Irish stole it from the Middle Easterners.
That's fair.
Yeah. White people, man.
Right.
Many modern legends behind this giant whale was inspired by the sinking of the real-life American whale ship known as the Essex. That was sunk by a giant sperm whale in 1820.
This is Moby Dick.
The story of this encounter with the great whale, as well as a crew. The story, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Moby Dick, yeah.
Yeah. Arr!
Call me Ishmael.
Call me Ishmael.
What was Moby Dick really? Let's see. Oh, actually, this Moby Dick came out before. Wow,
fun.
Life imitates art.
Right?
The 1940s, Walt Disney Pinocchio had a giant sperm whale named Monstro.
Fucked me up as a child, too.
It was evil. Terrifying. It was terrifying.
God, that was a bad one.
Like,
do you remember the 1998 Pinocchio remake? Where I think it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas was Pinocchio.
I avoided Pinocchio.
Oh, thank God, because this movie, Anthony, the Pinocchio movie, the live action.
Yeah, see, that was my problem. Live action.
Oh, it wasn't good.
I used to have a big fear of, like, dolls. And
so, yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
Like, the 1940s animated Pinocchio, I could fuck with, because that Pinocchio's
got no strings to hold me down.
Okay, yeah. He's clearly a puppet, but that puppet starts look. That person looks like a puppet. I'm all out.
Yeah,
no. I used to actually, in Poltergeist,
There
is a woman who is a psychic, and she has, you know, jowl lines. So she's got these lines on her face, and she looks like she's a talking fucking man. I mean, I don't want to be rude, because she was a little person.
You're fine.
But she looked like a talking puppet.
Right.
So that really scared me more than the ghost, because I had a fear of living dolls. I've gotten over that fear.
There's a new Pinocchio movie coming out this year.
Oh, no.
Yep. That's terrifying.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Ugh. Herman Melville's.
This one. That.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's not even.
Ugh, I hate that.
No, it's.
Apparently, the Moby Dick was about hunting a whale. There were allusions to. Yeah, that thing is terrifying. It looks. Ugh, no.
It looks. Oh, God, look, it's a crying by the water.
Why would you give it tear ducts?
Oh,
why is it rabid?
It's not. It just got done eating. When they go to the place that turns all the kids into jackasses, That's part of it.
What's Jonathan Taylor Thomas doing? Is he the voice of Pinocchio?
Yeah, he's JTT. He's Pinocchio.
God, the voice of fucking little kid Simba.
See, there he is when he becomes a real boy. Got that good 90s haircut. That
That big foof.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm not sleeping tonight now.
As long as you don't go over to your grandma's house.
Oh.
Moby Dick was about hunting a whale.
Yep, sure was.
Which gave allusions to both the devil whale and the biblical Leviathan.
Call me Ishmael.
Call me Ishmael. Apparently that book is really terrible. I've never read it, and Heather says that she will make it so I never do.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, I've heard.
I have other books I'd rather read.
I've heard things where Moby Dick is like someone who's really passionate about whaling wrote a book.
Yes.
So there's a lot of like whaling lore and history and built upon that.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff is
boring.
Yes, boring.
Yeah, I mean, for someone that likes whaling, it might not be, but it'd be like me writing a book about Power Rangers, which, you know, Boom Studios, if you want me to write a Power Ranger comics, I will write anything that you want to send my way.
I like the idea of...
I have ideas.
You, like, oh, I got a new story, but I have to explain everything. So, like, these are the power coins. And then you have a fucking 3 pages of what the power coins are. And then, all right.
Yep.
We have the terrible dogfish, which comes off of the devil whale, which is Monstro.
Yep.
Because in the original Adventures of Pinocchio, it is not a whale. It's a dogfish.
Okay. Still fucked me up.
Yeah. Child. Oh, yeah. It is described as being larger than a 5-story building, a kilometer long, not including a sail, is sporting 3 rows of teeth in its mouth that could easily accommodate a train.
Yep. No, thank you.
Yep, it is nicknamed the Attila of Fish and Fishermen. Like Attila the Hun.
That's fine. I guess that works. Sure, why not? Fuck it.
Yeah, that's fine.
They say whatever they want. It was history. There wasn't a whole lot of history back then.
No, the fun fact about history, the longer we go, the bigger it is, the longer it is.
Right? So, it's got like a human eye.
Yeah, that's what dogfish is. It's a shark with a human eye, basically.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So even the Disney movie got it wrong. It's supposed to be a giant shark, not a giant whale.
I mean, we really can't go in accuracy on Disney movies because in The Lion King, the lions talk, so...
That's fair.
Yep.
I don't know why I have to keep it open. I don't fully recall what the movie was, but, like, I was watching a movie... I think Jared was talking about this movie, and he was saying, like, I love you, Jared, oh, I didn't really get into it because of this, this, and this. I'm like, Jared, it's a cartoon. I don't fully remember the context, but there was something about the whole movie where it was like, yeah, of course it's not going to follow physics because of this.
Oh, right. I remember him talking about that, but I can't
remember. My brain doesn't care.
Yeah, no, that knowledge is irrelevant, so my brain does not prioritize it.
It's like when people like complain about like, oh, how in Toy Story can they fucking, you know... not lose their limbs. Well, they're fucking toys. They don't have muscles.
Yeah, it's fine.
They're talking, walking, sentient toys.
Right.
I don't think we really need to worry about the physics of a toy.
They don't have a nervous system. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. We have the sea monk, also known as the monkfish, or the monkfish.
Monkfish.
Yeah. Which is a sea creature found off the eastern coast of the Danish island of Zealand in 1546. It was described as a fish... that outwardly resembled a human monk and its habits. It does not look like a human monk.
No, it's got one eye. It looks like a creature from Ben 10.
Yeah, it's definitely...
It looks like the vine creature from Ben 10.
Growthvine?
Growthvine. No, Carnivine. No, that's a Pokemon.
Ben 10 vine... There. Wildvine.
Wildvine.
Yeah.
Swampfire.
So the monkfish was the capture of the sea monk was dated variously to 1546 or 1549 in various literature, both in the case of Lycothenesis, who states both captures occurred near Copenhagen, Denmark.
Yep.
There's also a German woodcut by Stefan Hammer, possibly dating to 1546, illustrating the sea monk caught in Copenhagen. And there's a lot of stuff about the sea monk, but I just want to show you this image on the Wikipedia for sea monk, where they had the sea monk next to a squid.
Okay.
And you can... Yeah, it's just a squid.
It's just a squid.
They probably saw it and like, oh, that vaguely looks like a person.
I guess if it's dark...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the ocean is super fucking dark.
That makes the most sense, I suppose. Yeah. But also no. Also no.
The cryptozoologist, Bernard Hummelmans, which...
That's fake. Everyone needs to go check on that man, because he might be a Sasquatch.
Well, he died.
He is married a monkey.
He died in 2001, and
he was a Sasquatch.
He was friends.
His name is, what was his name?
Well, it's right here, Bernard Hummelmans.
His name is Bernard Hummelmans.
It is very much
Hummelmans. Yes, it is. It is Bernard Hummelmans. So
Bernard Hummelmans.
That's a Sasquatch.
But
or a succubus.
But he
married a monkey.
Which, you know, maybe we can't even take his word anymore, because if he was a Sasquatch in disguise.
He's a Sasquatch. But then again, maybe we can take his word more, because he is a Sasquatch, and so he's more in tune to the Fae.
That's true. That he believes that it was a discovery of an errant walrus. So just a lost walrus.
A lost fucking blubber butt. Just...
Which, yeah. Yep. I can see why you would confuse a walrus for a person.
Sure. Okay, yeah. From a distance, and if you squint really hard.
Yeah, probably someone who needed glasses, but they didn't have glasses back then.
Right.
I mean, it's like, have you ever seen a beluga whale? Like,
yes.
Yeah, that everyone should look up the beluga whale mermaid photo, because you see the bottom half of beluga whale. It
looks like a merman.
Yeah, it looks like a merman.
Yep.
Walrus. God, walrus, they used to be my favorite aquatic animal.
They scare the fuck out of me.
Oh, God, yeah. The roars of a walrus literally scared me away at SeaWorld.
I can do a dugong, but that's about it.
Now my favorite aquatic animal is the octopus, because I appreciate their intelligence.
I like mermaids.
Mermaids are pretty good, especially if you can find one.
But it's fine. Well, they found one on that fake Discovery Channel one.
Oh, yeah, I love those fake Discovery.
So fucking good.
Like, they put all their money into it. Like, wow, yeah, you can...
Mermaids, bodies alive. I remember seeing that and not reeling it was a mockumentary at first. It was like...
I think that was the point.
It was. It was so well fucking done, too.
Yeah, they straight up, like, you believe every word. You're like, why would Discovery Channel lie to me? Or Nat Geo?
It's just so good.
Like, why would they?
It's so fucking good.
People have also suggested it's been an angel shark, which is commonly called a monkfish in English, or a monk in Norwegian Danish.
Okay.
Other suspected identities of the sea monk include the gray seal, the hooded seal, the monk seal.
Mm-hmm.
Which, all these just seal-like people.
They're just all seals.
Yep. Oh, I really like the hooded seal. Look at that cute little thing.
It's adorable!
He's got like a nose on the top of his head. It looks like he's wearing a hat.
Look, he's got little spots everywhere!
Which I can understand, you know, bald spot on top.
Monk. Yeah, okay, monk. I get it.
But the monk seal. No, it just looks like a seal.
It's adorable.
Seals are great. I only got a few more, which is fine. We got Champ
from Lake Champlain.
Yep, from Lake Champlain. Though on season 3 is the 50 Nifties. We'll probably talk about Champ again if we get to him. Depending on how much there is in Vermont when it comes to cryptids myths.
Probably vampires.
No, I feel like they would go to Pennsylvania.
It's fine.
Champ, or also known as Champy, is the lake monster, who's just Nessie.
Yeah, it's Nessie in a different one.
Yeah,
just up by Quebec.
Yeah, honestly, I used to think that this was in, I don't know, the Great Lakes.
There is Ogopogo, which is in Canada. There is, I don't think there is one for the Great Lakes.
Huh.
I don't believe so.
Ogopogo, yeah, there's Ogopogo right there.
A lot of stuff in Quebec, though.
A lot of stuff in Quebec. This is,
Quebec.
Yeah, this is, the French cartographer, Samuel de Champlain, the founder of Quebec, and the lake's namesake, often claimed to be the first European to sight Champ. However, this legend dates back to a fake quote published in 1970.
There is a Great Lake monster, but it is an Erie, and its name is Bessie.
Stupid.
Fairy.
Like, I don't... Like, even the photo, this artist illustration of Champ, It's just Nessie.
It's Nessie.
He's just Nessie with his head turned around.
Yep.
I really like the,
I hope that Mike picked that one up.
I do as well. So, in 1977, which, yep. You know, the same year that the photo was drawn,
yep.
You know, there was a photograph taken where, you know, it appears to show something sticking out of the lake. Well, what could it be?
It's a stick!
It's a stick.
It's a stick.
This is what people believe that it looks like. And yeah, it's just a stick. The thing is, and when we talked about Nessie, we discussed this. Looking at the water, humans have an issue knowing size.
Yeah.
Because we can't really make a we can't see scale of something else and be like, okay, I know how big that is, so therefore I know how big that is. So like in Loch Ness, when the lochs are huge, and you're seeing this from far away, and you're like, that clearly is, it's got to be like 300 feet long, and it's like 5 feet or even smaller.
Yeah.
Because it's just how it is. Other examples, we have the, I got 10 more minutes, so yeah, I can fill up some more. I don't remember if I talked about mermaids. I feel I talked about the Little Mermaid, but I don't know if I talked about mermaids.
Mermaids in general, they're just evil creatures.
Yeah. Exactly, they're murderous.
Yep.
We have the Aspidonk El Lone.
Yes.
Which is a... And this bothers me a lot, because everything is either a large whale or a large turtle.
Yes.
You gotta fucking pick one, dude. Like, even the Kraken is a fucking squid or a whale with crab parts.
Yeah.
Or a crustacean. Like, this was a giant fish or turtle that was seen to be so large that people would mistake it for islands. I feel like we talked about this already.
Yes.
With the devil whale.
Yes.
Weird.
I just don't understand how you could, like, I realize that there's lots of islands out there, and all islands come in all shapes and sizes, and they're all special in their own way.
Mm-hmm. They're not fleshy.
No! Or hard. Like, I suppose if there's, okay. Rule number, I don't know what rule we're on. We'll say 72. If there's no trees growing on the island, you just go on past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think you now I can understand like a shell.
Yeah.
Maybe it can be confused for rock.
Yeah, I get that, but again.
No tree, no life.
Yeah, no tree, just.
Yeah.
Fucking forge the storm, pussies.
I like the idea of also stepping on a wheel like, huh, this is weirdly blubbery.
Right? Like, hey, Cap'n, it's like a fun bounce.
When I stick in the thing to, you know, to pin the boat, it just spurts out red water.
Arr, Cap'n, there be an issue. What's that, first mate, Johnny? Excuse me, I got caught. The island seems to be moving in the opposite direction of where we want to be going.
Islands can't move.
You're right, Cap'n, we must be going crazy from the scurvy.
Yeah.
See if there's a lemon tree on the island. There's no trees, Cap'n. It's all flat and squishy. All right, we'll set up camp. Start the fire. The island seems to be sinking, Cap'n. Islands don't sink. You're right. Must be all the scurvy.
I do like that, where it's just this crazy people.
You guys stay here. I'll sleep in me captain quarters. If we're all here in the morning, we know it's the scurvy.
If you're all gone, I find a new crew.
Right. It be a whale. Shouldn't we all just take the precaution? No. You stay by the fire where it's warm.
I'm making the sacrifice.
I'm going to go have a lemon.
We have Scylla and Charybdis.
Okay.
From the Odyssey.
Are we talking about mermaids or what are we talking about? I forget.
No, we're just talking about this.
Okay. Okay, just want to make sure.
Mermaids, fish women, eat people.
I got swept up in my own fantasy being a pirate captain that it took me out
and yeah. tried to come back in. What would be your pirate name?
Billy Joe Friday,
okay. Yeah.
Captain Billy Joe Friday.
Yeah, Captain Friday for sure. Yeah, actually that really works out.
Captain Friday.
Yeah.
CAP'N. I hold no naval rank at all. Captain.
Cap'n.
But, you know, Scylla and Charybdis from the Odyssey, check out our Odyssey. It was a three-parter. Part two is the actual trip. Because the Odyssey is such a fucking long story. Never read it.
It's really not long. It's just dense.
It is. It took us 3 hours to talk about that.
Nothing fucking happens.
Yeah. No, a lot of stuff happens. It's just boring. The first hour, we didn't even get to the trip.
Was it us talking on this podcast, or was it me talking to one of my other friends, where we're talking about how, like, the classics are great, but no one should really give a shit about them anymore.
I don't know. I feel like I've had this conversation so many times.
I've had this conversation so many times.
Especially after Miranda McLean.
Yeah.
After she came and crashed here. She's also an English teacher.
Yes.
So she's fucking bitching about it.
I just, like, I get the historical context. But if you want kids to engage, they need shit from this fucking century.
Yeah, like...
Or two decades ago. Max.
Yeah, Miranda, she asked Heather, like, so, are they getting anything from the last 10 years?
No.
No. Okay. She's like, that's all I need to know about your curriculum.
Yep.
But yeah, give them something fresh. I think the thing I enjoyed the most when I took English class was Ray Bradbury. Oh. And that was, like, not that young.
No, it's still old as shit.
Yeah, like... But, like, I hated Great Gatsby. Hated it.
Because it's boring.
It is. I didn't even read it. We have Proterus. We have Tiamat.
Tiamat?
Tiamat. Tiamat.
The Horn of Tiamat.
Primordial goddess of the sea.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Wow, you know your ancient Mesopotamian today.
It's from another podcast.
Oh.
You guys don't realize it, but, like, in every podcast that I record with everyone and Heather, I throw hints and shit to the other podcasts that I listen to. I have one person that's reached out to me, like, hey, did you reference this podcast? I'm like, yes, I did. Thank you.
I don't
it
really.
It passes know. Over everyone's head. I expect it to.
If we were in office, I would probably listen to a lot more podcasts, right. But since yeah, we're not.
I will get in a mood to where I have, like, four that I go back to because it's really interesting how they do it, and so I will just burn through those. But, like, with this one, with the Horn of Tiamat, or the Tooth of Tiamat, it is a sacred relic that Nikola Tesla was using as part of his perpetual motion. It created a salve, which when rubbed on people would create them to hallucinate.
Fuck.
Yeah. So,
oh, Nikola Tesla.
It's why Nikola Tesla, you know how he only slept for like 2 hours a night? The Horn of Tiamat in the podcast, it was part of that ritual that he would use to do that.
He was such a weird individual.
Have you seen, there is a YouTube video going around, and it's like, you are most productive right after a nap if you're startled awake for the next 45 minutes. So what they suggest you do, and I shit you not, is get a balloon and blow it up. Just a little bit. Tie your keys to it. Put it in your hand. Right? At the base of your feet, right below you where the keys are hanging, you put a plate. And as you fall asleep, and you hit that, like, that point of unconscious, your hand will open, the keys will drop, it'll wake you up, and that's when you're most productive. That's what Nikola Tesla used to do. And what Einstein used to do.
Interesting.
No wonder they're fucking nutbags.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I wonder if we could put, if light would, by black hole would bend.
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about? Here's my 350 pages that prove it. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fucking.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah. So I just saw that on, and I'm like, and like, I was kind of tired today at work too, so I was like, maybe I should try it.
I think we should try. I feel like that's the thing we should try.
I would go absolutely batshit crazy if I had to do that.
I mean, I think Heather would go batshit crazy.
Oh, God, she would be so pissed. She would start to cry because she'd be so frustrated just wanting to sleep.
I just put her to sleep.
Yep.
She's already frustrated because fucking Orion won't let her sleep.
That's because he's a bitch.
Well, I mean, I think that's basically all we got for today.
Yeah. Can you go back to the TMAP?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I just want to kind of see what the Wikipedia, because I hadn't looked up the Wikipedia.
It is a lot.
Ancient Here's Babylonian, I don't need that. Argue, appearance, mythology,
And the Lord stood upon Tiamat's hinder parts, and with the merciless club he smashed her skull. He cut through the channels of her blood and made the north wind bear it away into secret places. Interpretations. The Tiamat myth is one of the earliest recorded versions of the big word that I can't pronounce. The battle of a cultural hero, Kthothic, aquatic monster, serpent dragon.
The Chaos Comp.
Thank you. In the podcast that I listened to, it's Tiamat is compared to Jörmungandr.
Hmm.
The earthworm, because it's just so fucking huge and it's just constantly circling, or a giant worm creature. So that's amazing.
It is.
In popular culture, Tiamat, Dark Side video games.
Oh, Dark Side.
The 8th book, The Expanse by James S. Tiamat's Wrath. Oh, I might have to look into that one. That one looks good. But it's the 8th book in The Expanse series.
Okay. The Expanse series.
Tiamat and an image of a giant mermaid appear in the platform game.
Bubba Smite.
Yep. And then.
Oh, wait, no.
Tiamat is one of the playable gods in MOBA Spite, the Babylonian god released in 2021. Okay, cool.
I don't remember what MOBA stands for, but it means something.
MOBA, Multiplayer Online Battle Arena?
Yeah, that's your League Legends.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That's a five-headed draconic goddess in Dungeons & Dragons game. His name Tiamat Stars is one of the primary antagonists in the Dungeons & Dragons TV series. Final Fantasy. Just kind of looking. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Mumble into the mic as long as you want.
Right? That's all I was looking at.
And just Tiamat. Yep.
Yeah. It's just Tiamat.
Ancient Mesopotamian religion.
Yep.
There's a lot of crazy shit in ancient Mesopotamia. I feel like that's where people go nowadays, especially for horror movies.
I think that Aleister Crowley had a big thing with Tiamat as well.
I believe that.
Yeah, he was a nut job.
Yep, he fucking was. Yeah. He was insane.
Yeah, it's fine.
They're all crazy.
Yeah.
Drugs will do that to you, though.
Drugs will do that to you, but remember, kids, what was the thing in the do drugs, but not touch the fae?
Yep, don't take gifts from the fae, but do drugs.
Don't do drugs, or do drugs, but don't take gifts from the fae. Yep.
That's always as it is, but, yep. Yeah, Mike, I know we already answered this today earlier, yep. But where can people find you?
You can find us at CL... Nope, that's you. Holy fuck. You can find us at Pete_cast on Twitter. New episode comes out every other Thursday. New episode will be out next Thursday.
Ooh.
So probably a Thursday after this drops.
Yeah, so, that'll be it.
Yep.
And you can find me at CLT_sandwich and at Inferno Frenzy on Twitter. You can also email... theCLTsandwich@gmail.com for any questions, comments, or hellos. I haven't checked that in a while.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten an email yet.
Okay.
But.
That's fair.
It's understandable. You guys, there's a lot of effort sometimes.
Emails are hard.
They are.
Yep.
That's why people just follow on Twitter.
Yep.
You can also, if you want to support the channel, get early access when I remember it, which is 9 out of 10 times.
Right.
And an ad-free version of CLT Sandwich. Check out patreon.com/oddcastn. Oddcast Network is the hosting company that supports the But Nodcast CLT Sandwich and the worst insult trip ever taken.
Yep.
Yeah. So thank you for listening and sampling today's flavors CLT Sandwich. We hope that you enjoyed it and you'll join us next week to try a brand new one. Remember, there are whispers in the shadows, unseen creatures, and devil whales. I don't know, I'll just pick that one out there. But do not be afraid. We're here to make them more palatable for everyone's consumption. Stay safe and stay hungry.
Bye.
Bye.